Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Baba Wetapa right here in Oklahoma City. That's right, yours truly, the host with the most. Unlike always, our special guest is not here tonight, which is Nayette Yeboah, which is also my co-host. She's not expected to be here tonight. She has other things to do. I think she's out on the gun range. So, again, we hope everything's all right with her and her family and everyone else out there tonight. Thank you all for tuning in tonight. Tonight's show is Shared Ewings 2. As y'all know, the first time we did a little show on Shared Ewings about 2 or 3 weeks ago, we talked about his untimely death and being shot down in Norman, Oklahoma, and how we are not allowing his death to go in vain. Right tonight, we got a special guest tonight that's on there tonight, and that is Nicole Zagrati, who is also Shared Ewings' ex-wife, and they have 3 children together, 3 lovely children I've had the opportunity to meet, and definitely looking forward to meeting them as well this coming Saturday. So thank y'all again for joining us tonight. Y'all log into the show. It's area code 563-999-3789. We will not be taking any callers tonight. However, you can listen in as always. Again, this is your show. I'm your host with the most. Your ideas, your thoughts, your opinion all count. So, again, let's go to the phone lines right now. Let's talk to our special guest tonight is Nicole Zagrati. Nicole, tell me, what's going on with you tonight? How you doing?
I'm good. Just called in tonight, like you said, to talk a little bit about Shed and what updates we have and what's going on.
Yeah, everybody need to know about it. So talk to me a little bit about what happened Friday to you and I. This past Friday, we went up to the medical examiner's office. Just give a little bit of people a little bit of information on that.
Yes, so Friday we met at the medical examiner's office and went in and requested their records for Shed's death. And we were told that we weren't able to access those records at this time because the investigation is still open.
Mm-hmm. And so what did that take? What did you take to mean by that, the investigation was still open?
Well, I'm in hopes that, you know, someone else is looking into this, you know. Maybe the OSBI or somebody else is starting to look into it because of the noise that we're creating.
That's what I was getting ready to say. Oh, yes. Let me tell you something. When you got people talking about signing petitions to get away, get rid of Greg Mashburn, he may himself actually be doing it, but right now, and they don't have to tell us who's actually investigating because that is right to secrecy. And, again, you know, that they don't want to compromise their security. But we do know one thing. Once the investigation is complete, we all have an opportunity and the right to, as citizens, know what their conclusions and findings were. So, again, we'll give them a little bit of time. But I'll tell you one thing, for all of you within our listening audience, I know one thing about it. I guess y'all can say we don't give up. We're going to fight to the finish line. And, again, even if we come in last, one thing about it, we're not going to give up. We're going to fight our hardest fight. So, again, it's because of the pressure and the mounted pressure, the continued relentless pressure and fighting and requests that we are making headway. So y'all can best believe that we are making headway with them people, and they're going to have to give us some explanation as Greg Mashburn is concerned, how he reached a conclusion in the so-called justified killing of a man who never reached the car of this guy, in this red Camaro or Chevrolet, whatever it was, Camaro. We don't know what the argument was about. We don't know if they knew each other. We don't know if they had a prior argument before reaching that point in the investigation. We don't know at the point of the stoplight because, again, nothing has been shared with us, y'all. Everybody that's listening to us, we're fighting, and I tell y'all what, that's why it's the hard right now for us to get anything, and I can see now why, that's justified because it's still going on an investigation. So that's why it's hard, and I myself can understand it because they're not going to compromise the investigation, but at the same time, get this here. They thought they were going to just let it die by the wayside. We had other things in mind. So now let me veer off just a little bit, Nicole, and talk about something we got going here this coming Saturday at, I think, 10:30. What's going on with that?
This Saturday at 11, May 21st, the Oklahoma Coalition Against People Abuse and Mr. Washington are going to be hosting a cookout fundraiser to help with legal fees in our fight for justice for Shed. This will be this Saturday, the 21st, from 11 to 2 at the Lions Park in Norman. There's going to be lunch for sale, activities for kids such as face painting and free relay races with prizes. There will also be Justice for Shed t-shirts and buttons for sale.
All right.
And we just like everyone to come out and help us celebrate Shed's life.
All right. Now, it sounds like this man here was well-loved, so can you give us an idea who
else
may be showing up, or do you expect a large crowd, or what's going on here?
I'm hoping, you know, we've had a pretty good turnout our last two events, you know, our first protest at the DA's office was, you know, we packed his office, and then our next protest at the location that Shed was shot and killed was even larger in support. So I'm expecting the more this word spreads, the larger each event and gathering will become. I'm just really excited that other people are starting to talk about it, you know, and getting wind of this. Also, I don't know if you heard about it, but Focus Black Oklahoma, they did a news story on this recently, a blog, and it's like a podcast. And if you missed it this weekend, it's going to be re-airing again Friday at 1 p.m. You can find it at KOSU Radio Online, or you can find it at your local NPR station. It's Shed's best friend, Orlando, is talking about who Shed was as a person. And also there's some other people on there talking about how the Danger Ground Laws disproportionately affect black people and people of color in the United States. So it's going to be a pretty interesting show. I already heard it this weekend. It's really great. So if you missed that, you can tune in Friday at 1 p.m. again at KOSU Radio Online or your local NPR. And speaking of Orlando,
I definitely want anything that's in relation to this horrible, tragic killing of innocent life. I definitely, and as y'all say, it's catching on. We got news media. We got media from other states now that's catching on. We got radio stations, and I'm getting ready to getting ready to host this. We're getting ready to a church there, a Unitarian church in Norman, after they're going to attend the get-together we're going to have on Saturday at 11 o'clock.
Awesome.
They want to come there, and they want me to speak at another get-together we're going to put together in honor of Shed, and as well as trying to pay for legal fees and getting, you know, copies of different things. I mean, those things cost, just like it costs some money to even get the video recording we want of the killing and all. So, again, we're not going to let what these people try and monkey wrenches thrown at us. We're going to step right around them and do what we need to do, because we don't expect for them to just hand everything over to us as if nothing happened, because they do have to protect their secrecy and privacy. But at the same time, that don't mean we have to go for it. I mean, the thing is all about, if you got money, you shouldn't be denied whatever. That's why they put a price on everything, because they know more than 9 out of 10 they're wrong. And if you don't have the money, you're not going to get it. Okay, so that's why we need these fundraisers. That's why we need the picnics. That's why we need the kids' paintings and different things of this nature, because we're in for a long battle, and we're going to need circulation. We're going to need to get copies of petitions we want to put out. So we're going to need to pay for those as well. So, y'all, we're not just asking for your money. We're not just asking you to just come out and just give us something. We're asking for you to come out and share with us and participate with us, because who knows, your son, a daughter, a husband, a brother, a uncle could be the next person shot down like this. We need to change this law before it gets too ingrained into destroying too many people's lives.
So
we want y'all to know that again. So we're going to have the people that at the church, they're going to be there at the picnic as well. And we're going to do a fundraiser up there. I don't know what all they're going to have, but we'll be able to let everybody know then. Again, I'm not able to divulge that right now, because actually they want me to speak at the event there as well, and we're just going to let everybody know. Come on out, man. As y'all know, if y'all heard me speak before, I don't play. I'm not going to hold back. I'm not going to pull any punches. Anybody don't like it, oh well. You know, police or friends of the man that killed my friend or whomever, you know, we're going to tell it like it needs to be told, because people come out to hear the truth, not watered down, and we're not going to give it to them like that. So, Nicole, and tell me tell me who Shed was. I think people want to know, too, who was Shed? I mean, what was he like in your life? I mean, what was he, a fun-loving guy? I mean, what did he do? A lot of us don't know about him. I mean, we just want to know.
Shed was a really goofy guy. He always made everyone laugh around him and smile. Shed was the guy that the church chose to greet the kids as they came in to the big church from Sunday school every morning, because all the kids loved to see him smile and have fun. And, you know, this is just knowing who Shed was as a person. That's, you know, this is just really concerning, because Shed's, first of all, not anywhere near the person that they've tried to depict him to be for the public.
Oh, no,
I'm just, you know, I'm glad that other people are starting to see, you know, the sides of bullshit that are being fed from the other direction because this just, we can't allow this to continue to go on. If we allow these types of things to continue, like you said, and give up and not pay for things or not show up to court because it's just too much and that's what they expect you to do is give up. But if we give up, we're not just giving up on Shed, we're giving up on an entire society and mostly, you know, the society of people of color because these laws are, you know, these laws are dangerous. They're similar to, you know, lynching laws. And
They
disproportionately, affect people of color, and they're applied towards people of color more so than any, you know, other group. And, you know, white people that shoot and kill people using the Stand Your Ground law, people of color, they're 250% more likely to get off with no charges.
Wow. Wow.
And that's
that
a statistic
is a frightening
that I,
statistic.
You know, I pulled this week.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Hmm. So now, believe it or not, I was able to go on the internet, and I want everybody to hear me well here, and I was able to see a video of Shed out in about in the public the day before he was killed. Seemed like he was nonchalant. He was just walking through, looking like a mall, and like he was happy, wasn't glassy-eyed or looking up in the sky like he was crazy or anything. So for to go from that point the day before and to just become this wild, raving maniac the next day, it just doesn't match his character, as you just stated. So I want everybody to know I saw for myself a portion, a clip
and
of
that,
him.
And that picture and video were actually put out by a coworker of his, and they were on their lunch break, and he just, you know, was videoing Shed be Shed, and if you see, he had his usual big, happy smile, you know.
Yeah.
And something recently that's changed, you know, within this case, is that Shed's wife went to pick up, you know, Shed's property, his clothing and his property, and of course, the blue bandana that they that the detectives claimed to misspoke was not in that property of clothing, but something that was no sir, but something that was headphones, which that paints an even, you know, clearer picture on our side.
Saying that
Shed has
been listening to the radio
and jogging
or whatever.
Yes, sir. So if this man made that comment on his 911 call that he was looking at me, I don't know what he was going to do, but he was looking at me, and he had his window down. That leads me to believe that Shed might have had his headphones in jogging, and this guy said, "What are you looking at?" or something of that context, and Shed might have just walked up to the car, took his headphones out.
Find out what he was saying.
What did you say?
Yeah. You know what? That is a scenario I didn't know about that picked up. Now, this gives me something to definitely speak about as well, about are you sure he had earphones out of his property?
Yep,
that's great
to hear
that.
They're in his property with his clothing. And something else that just still rings me odd that we didn't really discuss too much is the fact that detectives during the investigation said that they needed they seized Shed's electronics. And their purpose, they said, for doing that, what they told the family was, is that they wanted to see if there was a connection between Shed and the shooter, because if there was, it was going to change the projection of their investigation. So I don't know what knowing someone has to do with whether or not you were attacked. You know, that has nothing to do with anything. And also, if this was somebody that Shed knew that he had problems with, he's probably not going to have electronic communication with him. So I don't think that's why they took or seized Shed's electronics. Also, you know, they could have put this guy's picture on a lineup of other men and asked the family, is there anyone that you recognize in these pictures that knew Shed? But they didn't do that either. So there was some other
and not
reason
only that,
as to why.
Oh, man. Not only that, now that you mention that, could they have seized his electronics to erase any communication they may have had, as if to just say that the guy, you know, was to protect him, the guy was threatening Shed on there or whatever. You see what I'm saying? It's a whole lot.
Yeah, anything. And did they seize the shooter's electronics? Because, like I said, this investigation from the beginning looks like they investigated why Shed deserved to be murdered. The person that should have been under investigation should have been the shooter, not Shed.
Yeah. And then the fact he don't even go to jail, not even fingerprinted, and then say, okay, we'll let you go, and we'll let you come back talking later. You know, I've never seen killing or any stuff like that where you don't even go to jail for a minute, be put in the cell, and then let out if we find out we don't believe you've done anything. I mean, he was able to leave.
Exactly.
Okay, well, investigation, go ahead on, man. Our line's up. You can go home now. I mean, as if it's like it's never,
yes,
it's just it's nothing to do. Talk about that. What do you think about that part?
It's crazy. And like Orlando Shedd's friend, he did a show and he pointed out we embarrass people in society for crimes that they're accused of that are petty, like shoplifting, and they'll put their picture on the news at night. Or, you know, they might have thought that they, you know, stole some papers from the grocery store, and we put pictures of them on the news at night. But when it comes to a killer that shot and killed somebody, oh, no, there's no need to put his picture on the news. That's,
wow.
Something's wrong with that.
Yes, you better believe that. Oh, man, it's your ground. And as a matter of fact, unfortunately, and then fortunately to a certain degree, it is good that this stand your ground law is now being exposed, because had it not been, we'd have not had opportunity to really address it, and now to probably get it pulled from the books. I mean, you know it's going to be a fight, because what if it had been passed in the first place, that means a citizen had to have gone for it. However, now that it's clearly in the open, that is clearly being discriminatory applied toward people of color, then now people can say, talk differently. Well, hey, I didn't know it was going to have that aspect to it. Now that it does, maybe we should rethink that. Maybe we should revisit it. Maybe we should appeal it now. And take the wordage and verbiage out, because like you just said and earlier, and other people have been saying, as well as myself, you allow this man to interpolate the law the way he wants to, and yet the word is clear, shall, will, and must. That person has to be attacked. You still need, I'm not going to, I need this man to come on TV and tell me what attack means. And I need him to tell the hundreds of thousands of people going to be watching him, tell me what attack means. You don't want to come out and tell us what attack means,
because
you know damn it doesn't match your damn conclusion.
Yes, sir.
Come on now.
Tell
us
what attack means,
and
then show us your evidence that said attack this man.
I just said
other than what the shooter says. You can't go based off of what the shooter
says.
If that's all you got, then you got to push this into a jury trial.
Thank you. Thank you. Now you got to let a jury decide, a jury of his peers decide if, in fact, he was attacked.
Sir.
And he knows if he goes to a jury, and no jury is going to side with him for what he did. So that's why, like we said, Nicole, this man, the shooter, has some kind of attachment to some big wig, some school executive, or some attorney's brother or cousin, or some golf course ass friend or something. I'm trying to tell you, it's something that's not quite right, because what they did is that, well, this is just another black life, an innocent, significant life.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have any hobo. This is what they're probably looking at. Ah, yeah, he's one of them vagabonds, don't have anybody to love him. But now,
it
so happened when they seize everything, they say, oh, man, this guy has people behind him.
Had Shedd been white,
yeah,
this case and this, it would have taken a totally different projection.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah. So it's up to people like ourselves to keep the media. See, right now, too, Nicole, one thing about it, we have the media on our side because they don't even like it. A lot of the media do not like it. And whenever you get the media not liking stuff, even though they put stuff out there that may kind of water down in various spots, the point of the matter is we need them, because with them, more people are seeing what we're doing, quote, unquote.
Yes, sir.
You know, so no matter how they try to view it, they have a duty to be unbiased. They can't say, well, we believe ourselves by investigating, they should have done wrong. They have to be remained aloof, in a sense. But they can't say, well, these people, family said this, that, and other. We reached out to so-and-so, so-and-so, but they didn't want to talk to us. So you see how they do that. They got to do that. They just can't say, well, boom, they said it. You know, they have to be unbiased.
Yep.
So that actually helps us that they don't form their own opinion, because in a lot of ways, form or fashion, that being a bureaucracy, we might not want the opinion that they may give us. You know, so
yes, sir.
That's good. So the 21st at 11 o'clock in Norman, Oklahoma. Do you have the address of that park? If some people are listening, some people want to know where
I don't have it off the top of my head, but we will post it on the Oklahoma Coalition Against People Abuse. It'll be on the website on that flyer.
And
it's
the
Lions Park in Norman.
Lions
Park.
Okay. L-Y-O-N.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Lions Park.
Yes, sir.
That's Lions. At 11 o'clock this coming 21st, and we're going to be celebrating the life and legacy of Shed Ewings. In other words, we just not cannot allow a person to have been killed, to have been taken away from this family, to be given his wings and in a premature time, leaving a great family and friends and wife and ex-wife and mothers and sisters and acts like a mother-in-law who was so tremendously thoughtful during our recent rally out in front of the spot where he was killed, and everybody was jovial, everybody was friendly, everybody was just in through those that didn't even know him and believed he was innocent.
Yes,
so that tells me a whole damn lot. Black, white, Hispanic, all of us were out there saying, hey, hey, hold up. We don't like the way this thing. I mean, so that told me he was loved out there. That was at least 45 or 50 of us. I counted it. I stopped at 45 when I was taking a picture of everybody. So, again, and we are going to grow larger and larger now each time we come out, because the more and more knowledge we spread, the more and more people are going to believe in us, because they see. With Oklahoma Coalition Against People Abuse, people see that we are going to go out and we are going to go to the source. We're not going to let the source come to us. We're going to it. So you're not going to be able to half-step us or cut us 3/4 before you get to it. No, we're going to go to your house and your front doorstep, and you're going to tell us something. Bottom line, you know. So they're going to know one thing, we're going to be here. You know, so, all right, so anything you want to say about, we got about 8 minutes here, because this was a special program I wanted to put on because you requested it, and it's good that we let everybody know what's going on. And also, y'all, we're going to let y'all give y'all an update again on the investigation as we go along, as we proceed through the months and weeks and even maybe years now, but you can never tell. Well, one thing about it, we're not going to give up. So, again, we're going to go back down and this coming Saturday, and Norman and Nicole, so you tell us a little bit about what you're expecting everybody to be doing now this Saturday then.
Like I said, just come out and join us. We're going to have hot dogs and hot links, potato chips, drinks, waters, face painting for the kids, relay races, free prizes. We're going to be, music. Face painting for kids is $3. The hot dogs are hot dog meals. The hot dog meals are going to be $5, and hot link meals are going to be $6.
Man.
There'll be shirts for sale for
$20. Go ahead on.
Yes, sir. We'll have shirts for sale for $20 and buttons that are 2 for $1. So.
Oh, yeah. No, we got to get that straight. Because, like I said, people should come out. And, what this shows, Nicole, as a matter of fact, let me say this here while my mind's on it. What this shows people is that, we know one group is going to be here for us. Not saying others will not, but we've proven it. It's going to be with us if we get into some. That's another reason why our larger audiences and participants are getting larger, because they're really seeing us actively, constantly keeping this thing in focus, out in the view of the public.
Yes, sir.
So we're not just talking about it, kicking about it, wanting something to change. We're actually making that step. And then when they see this petition to remove Greg Mashburn coming in Saturday, we're going to give everybody's copies, and you take it to your friend, to the store, your loved ones down the street next week. And then within the next two weeks, we're going to collect them. And once we collect them, we're going to collect it all together. And once we get all the signatures we need, then we're going to pass it on to the Attorney General, who's responsible for collectively answering the people. He has to do it whether he wants to or not. If there's enough signatures, he has to say, people spoken. I've got to investigate you, Greg. Man, I'm sorry. He's got to do it. Can't say, I want to. That's what petition means. If the people speak, you've got to do it. That's like when the people passing the marijuana laws and different things that you see today. The people said, we want it, and here it is.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. They got to do it. So we're going to do that. We're going to give everybody 2 or 3 copies apiece, and, let's just get it done. And if you run out, we'll run some more copies off. We mean business.
Last week I went out to the campus by myself and Norman and was talking to some of the students, just engaging with them, asking them if they knew what happened. A lot of students remember getting the emergency call, but they don't remember the ins and outs, or they don't know the details of exactly what happened. And a lot of them were shocked. And, we're seeing student organizations starting to get involved. And that's something that I personally plan on doing once a week, is just going on foot and going down to the campus and talking. I mean, it's an open campus.
Yeah.
Paid for
that's
with
great.
The taxpayer dollars. We can go down there and talk to anyone we want to. So.
Oh, yeah. No, that's your campus. No. Yeah, no.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
As long as you're not unruly, you know, threatening lions.
Yes,
whatever.
Sir.
No, it's your camp. Go and eat with them. You can go to the cafeteria with them. You can go up there and look at the fence they have. Yeah, yeah, I'm on all that.
Yes, sir.
Hell yeah. No, know your rights. I keep trying to tell everybody. Know your rights. No one can stop you or top you. And now, as a matter of fact, we got about 4 minutes here. I'm going to get up and start maybe in the next couple of weeks. I'm going to do an event probably in the Norman Library, as well as the Pioneer Library and the Ralph Ellison Library and a couple other small towns. I'm going to do a legal seminar so people can learn about their First, Fourth, Fifth, Sixth Amendment rights of this nature, and Open Law, Open Records Act, and Open Meetings Act. People
yes,
need to start learning, and more people want to be participating. So therefore, somebody denied them access or whatever, they
yes,
know
sir.
Who to talk to, what steps to take,
mm-hmm.
who to go see, and maybe themselves get
yep.
their families rallied up. I mean, y'all, I'm telling y'all, we can make things happen if more of us got together and said enough is enough. It's us versus
yes,
the government,
sir.
As we It's like right
and
now
we have so many
women.
Rights that we aren't aware of. We have so many rights
oh,
that we are
man,
unaware
that
of. And that's not by accident. You know, we have
oh.
these education systems that are put in line. Why do we not have a class that's specifically designed to teach us
oh,
our rights?
Yeah.
Because they don't want us to understand the you know, how vast the rights are that we do have.
Oh, man. It's insurmountable. I mean, oh, man, you can't count them in if you want them 4 or 5 years from now. I mean, actually, really.
Yes, sir.
Because walking down the street, not to be hit by a car, not to, you know, have a police officer pull you over. You see, the Fourth Amendment rights, those things, like it's impulsive. If a person pull you over, I'm going to tell y'all a secret. Stop, police stop you, sir. I'm like, see, sir, hold up, sir. No, what did I do? Well, you're driving out a tail. Are you sure, officer? You sure that's what went on? Matter of fact, let me see your badge. Let me call your station manager and see if he believes that. Yes, you can question them. You don't have to just submit now unless you were a threat to your life or some people walk down the street, then he can actually pull you out of the car, throw you down and all that. But if you say, hold up, I want you to get your supervisor down, you have that right. You don't have to say, okay, get out of the car, go on my arrest you unless, like I say, you know, driving crazy or recklessly or something like that. Yes, about to hit somebody running down the street. Yes, they can pull you out. But if you say, hold up, man, get your supervisor down here. Yes, you can do that. Some people need to know that,
yes,
know their rights. And at the same time, I'm getting ready to do a little card where everybody know what rights you have. I'm getting ready to print them all up as well. Again, that's just what we do. We're trying to educate people. I'm going to put out pamphlets on who to do, how to keep your hand on the steering wheel so they can't justify killing, because a lot of us been killed. Just have my hand, and I see Tommy look like he was going for a gun, even though it was a goddamn candy bar he was reaching for. You know?
Yes,
so,
sir.
You know,
even after they tell you to reach for your wallet, and you reach for your wallet, and
yeah,
they shoot you, you know?
Yeah. You know, those things are very serious, but they do that, Nicole, because they want to establish a fear that they are the dandata. We give you an
yes,
order.
Sir.
You do it without resistance, without denial, without delay. You do what I say. You see?
Yes, sir.
And that is a totalitarian government, and they train these people to do this, because if they did, they wouldn't be doing it in the first place. And they give them the latitude
yes,
to interpretate whether you are a threat to them or not. That's why a lot of stuff don't happen to them when they abuse people, beat them up, shoot them, or whatever the case is. So we
mm-hmm.
want everybody to know, again, this is Bob Always Topper right here in Oklahoma City. We're getting ready to close the show out, but at the same time, we want to thank our guest, Nicole Zarate, who is also the former wife of Shed Ewing, a young man, 36-year-old, who died very savagely, unnecessarily so, in Norman, Oklahoma, on April 9th, 2020. And we want everybody to know that we're going to do a little cookout, a little game plan, and things for kids to come out and have a good time and fun. It's going to be a fundraiser, but at the same time, it's just a picnic, really, what it is. Let's go out and have fun. Let's go out and talk and get to know one another. Let's see what we can do to further advance this cause, and let's redo this Stand Your Ground law, as we see is effectively harming minorities more so than any other active groups here in the United States, as well as especially in Norman, Oklahoma. And we want to change this, y'all, because, again, around you. So again, we thank again our guest Nicole Zagrati, and we also thank everybody else who's listening to us. We're gonna get out of here, because if we don't, we won't be able to do what we need to do. So y'all be blessed, everybody. Again, Nicole, thank you so much, and we'll see y'all this coming Saturday at
thank
11
you.
O'clock in Norman, Oklahoma, at Lions Park, and she will be placed it on our page, Oklahoma Coalition Against People Abuse. So everybody, if you would do something for me, as I've always do before I close out a show, please, please, please tell somebody you love them today, because tomorrow may not be promised you. Y'all be blessed, and we'll see y'all. Take care, and we're off the air. Everybody, take care. And Nicole, thank you so much. We'll talk to you later on.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right.